Welcome to Bold, a writing podcast focused on helping you write big and bold and beautifully. I'm your host, Kate Ristaw. I'm a folklorist and an author and a world creator. I believe that, for writers, it's important to know what you're good at and what you're not so good at. Not so that you can wallow in self-pity at all of your faults, but so you can know what is going to need your attention, what doesn't come easy. Then you can gather all the tools and people you need to fix that issue. For me, that problem is description. Anyone who has ever been in a class or conversation with me knows that I'm literally incapable of describing anything in an eloquent way. I'd be like, you know, that bear-looking thing. And you'd be like, do you mean Sasquatch? Yes, I would say, I do mean that. I totally didn't mean a camel. But on the whole, that bear-looking thing, that was a good description. The reality of my life is a series of blank walls and empty faces. The best piece of advice I ever received on description came from Stephen King's book on writing. He said, if you're going to describe a setting, walk your reader through it. So if you're describing a bar, don't just list the 7 bar stools, the cocktail napkins, and the pool table. Have your heroine walk to the bar. Describe things that she interacts with or encounters along the way. She sits on the bar stool, wipes up a spilled drink with a napkin, picks up a pool cue. In this way, setting is a character, and description always has motion and movement. It's alive and active. It doesn't just sit in a paragraph. It is laced throughout the scene, an integral part of the action and the plot. The bigger picture here is less about description and more about awareness. For me, I'm aware that my description is not good. So I focus on picking up tools to make it better. Do you understand? The bigger picture here is less about description and it's more about awareness of you and of your writing. And that's my recommendation to you today. Remember the things you're good at as well as the things you're bad at. All those things will come to define your unique style. Don't wallow in your inability to describe a camel or say the word inability. So don't wallow in it. Find the tools you need to do the things you can't. Then you'll be well on your way to writing big and bold and beautifully. Until next time.